Academy, special board meeting operated by Alta Vista Public Charter, Inc. It is Wednesday, April 14th, 2021 at 1:30. On March 17, 2020, Governor Newsom issued Executive Order N-2920 related to the COVID-19 pandemic. The executive order allows state bodies governed by the Brown Act to hold public meetings via teleconferencing. The public is encouraged to participate in the meeting telephonically by dialing the conference line listed above and may submit written comments for prior consideration to the board members. Comments can be submitted to vmendozamissionacademyhs.org. Public comment on the day of the meeting can also be given during the public comment section of the meeting agenda. We're going to go to our opening, and we'll call the meeting to order. We'll do a roll call to establish a quorum. Carol Sanford, present. Claudette Beck,
present.
Mike Malloy,
present.
John Dorch,
present.
Barbara Willebrand,
present.
So we have a quorum. We'll now do the Pledge of Allegiance. I'd like everyone to put their phone on mute, and we'll ask Claudette to lead us.
All right. Place your hand over your heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. That was lovely. Thank you. So now we'll do staff introductions, corporate officers.
Yes. Thank you, Madam President. Jeff Brown, Chief Executive Officer.
Full staff.
Good afternoon, President Stanford. This is Jeff Martineau, Vice President, Charter Relations. I also wanted to inform you that Principal Jenna Unis is unable to attend this afternoon's meeting. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. School Legal Counsel.
Afternoon. Bill Thompson, Legal Counsel.
Any advisors who are supporting agenda items for presenting?
Hi, this is Michelle Lopez, counsel with LLAC.
And any other staff who wish to introduce themselves? All right, welcome everyone. Thank you. We are now, turn the page here, now on 1E, approve agenda for the April 14th, 2021 special public meeting of the Board of Directors. I'm sure everyone is ready. Okay, John Dorch, is motion?
Move to approve.
Okay, John Dorch, motion, and who second?
Mike Malloy, second.
All right, good. So John Dorch is motion, Mike Malloy, second. We'll vote. Carol Sanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dorch?
Aye.
Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
So 1E has passed unanimously. We're now in public comment. At this time, members of the public may address the board on any item within the subject matter's jurisdiction of the board, whether or not the item is on the agenda. If you would like to participate in public comment, you must assign him before the commencement of the meeting. Also, our teleconference line is open to members of the public who wish to participate in public comment. The time allotted per presentation will not exceed 3 minutes, except in the case where a member of the public utilizes the translator, in which case the time allotted will not exceed 6 minutes. The total time allotted for public comment will not exceed 18 minutes per agenda item or 10 minutes for non-agenda items. In accordance with the Brown Act, no action may occur at this time, but it is the board's prerogative to hold a brief discussion, provide information to the public, provide direction to staff, or schedule the matter for a future meeting. Shelley, is there anyone from the public that has contacted you?
This is Shelley Sands reporting that there has been no contact from the public.
All right. Thank you, Shelley. So now, 3, we're going to go into closed session. I need a motion and a second to adjourn our public board meeting to go into closed session.
Claudette Beck, I will make a motion to adjourn the public meeting and go into closed session.
Barbara Willebrand, second. So Claudette Beck has motion. Barbara Willebrand has seconded. We'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dorch?
Aye.
Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
All right, so we're now closing our open session and going into closed.
All of your board members are here, Carol.
All right. So we're going to
report out that Mike Malloy motioned and John Dorch seconded for us to adjourn closed session and go into public board meeting. It was an unanimous vote. And we're also going to report out on the action that was taken. And we voted unanimously to opt out of Reyes versus the State of California, case number 34-2020-8034-89. And it was a unanimous vote. So now we're into four additional corporate officers and board members' observations and comments. Mr. Brown.
Thank you very much, Madam President. As I say, I appreciate the efforts you put forth, you and your staff. Thank you.
You're welcome. Anyone else from the board have any comments? All right. Can I have a motion and a second to adjourn this meeting? Barbara Willebrand moved.
Claudia Beck second.
All right, ladies. Barbara Willebrand moves. Claudia Beck second. We'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudia Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dorch?
Dorch?
Aye.
Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
All right, so it is unanimous that we are adjourned. Thank you all.